You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
That brings us time to just on 3 minutes past four, and it's time for us to say good afternoon to Steve Reed. Hello, Steve. Nice to have you back again.
Good afternoon, Richard. Good afternoon, listeners. We've got a special guest with us this afternoon,
Richard.
We have indeed. Before I introduce our guest, I want to read you something that Jeff Bezos, the Amazon founder, said. I knew that if I failed, I wouldn't regret that. But I knew the one thing I might regret is not trying. And there may be some significance in that, because our guest today is Sandy from Sandy's Bistro in Valleyland. And I think there are many things that she has put her best effort into. Some of them have not succeeded, but most of them have. So, Sandy, it's a great pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Zone Radio, for having me on air today. This is a first for me, which is a bit nerve-wracking, but I'm sure I'll get through it.
I think you're going to do well. Sandy, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, some people will go past and they'll, Sandy's Bistro, Valleyland. But the person behind that, tell us about yourself.
So as you know, my name is Sandy Larkin. I'm basically a born and bred local girl, actually born in False Bay Hospital, schooled in Fishhook, have traveled overseas, but now I run a business in Fishhook, which is amazing.
Okay, good stuff. So that business, when did you start that, Sandy? How long ago was that?
So it was in June 2010 that we opened our doors. And we were only about a 30-seater at the time. And in fact, we are 15 years old on the 1st of June this year, which actually makes us, according to my records, the oldest coffee shop in False Bay originally owned.
Wow. That is an amazing achievement. And Sandy, you probably know this, but when a business starts up, many of them don't make it past the 2-year mark or the 7-year mark. So for you to have reached 15 years, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But your business, as you alluded to, has been through quite a lot of changes. Tell us about those changes. You said you started 15 years ago and you were a 30-seater.
Correct.
Okay.
So first of all, we've been faced with taxi strikes throughout our operation. And that's been really tough because staff just couldn't get to work. It was just too violent in local communities. So then I just the one day actually put a post on Facebook. And before I knew it, I had family, friends, community coming and helping me wash dishes, cook food, serve tables. And I didn't close for a single day in all the strikes, which is amazing because we couldn't afford to. I had to make a plan.
That says a lot about our community.
Absolutely, and we wouldn't be operating today if it wasn't for our community, because we're very well supported by our locals, our regulars.
Sure.
The next major challenge was COVID, where a lot of restaurants had to close down.
About 5-6 years ago.
Completely. Mm-hmm. And we were very lucky. We closed for 2 months, and then when we could reopen, with very limited changes, so we couldn't... When I said limited operation, actually. So we could only do takeaways, and then we could do deliveries. And it was tough because my business wasn't geared for that. Mm. But I had to involve my husband, and I had to think out the box, and I had to make it work.
So let's talk about that.
Yes.
You had to make it work. You had to think out of the box. You know, there may be folk maybe not facing COVID, but they're facing different challenges.
Yeah.
And it's that creativity, that innovation. So can you give an example of something like you now faced with, okay, you're allowed to deliver or you're allowed to get takeaways? What did that mean in terms of your operation? What had to change?
So basically I had to learn a delivery system, a cooking system, and I would advertise a weekly menu. And then I was really lucky. I belonged to quite a few sports clubs. I would share my menus with them, and they supported me a lot. So it was much easier to trade in that way.
Okay.
And it just worked. So that worked.
There's something beautiful about what you said there, and that is the community, the network of people that we belong to. Sometimes businesses don't always lock into that. But you said there you had sports clubs that you are a part of,
yes,
and they were quite generous in the way that they worked with you.
Absolutely. It just made it a lot easier for us to also learn the process, because it was a learning curve for me. The next thing, which was obviously a massive impact, was load shedding. Luckily, we have a gas kitchen as well as electric, but I had to purchase a generator. And then we were faced with the obstacle of where we put the generator, because the sound, yes, affects other tenants, mm-hmm, at Valleyland. And that was a major obstacle. We had to have quite a big expense on big cables, but we did it. And we now can operate if there is load shedding. So we got over that quite quickly. That wasn't, you know, a major obstacle. And just something else I kind of invented was, I thought if other restaurants can do it or other music venues can do it, so can I. And I started a busking scene, which has become such a popular thing at the bistro. You know, we have people that only come on weekends just to listen to the music. And then, oh, by the way, we'll have a cup of coffee while we're there. So that's also been a fantastic thing that we've
when
kind of...
When did you start that?
It kind of happened after COVID. So it must have been, I don't know, how long
21,
ago?
22.
Yeah. And it's just growing, you know.
Absolutely. Most it's Saturdays, been fantastic. Sundays.
And Sundays and public holidays.
Wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful. But Sandy, you were a 30-seater.
Correct.
And I remember still coming to you when it was within that one area.
Yeah.
Now you've expanded. How many can you seat now?
So we now can seat 50 inside. And after COVID, I decided we were offered the opportunity to expand. And I thought, I've actually got to do this. Because after COVID, people didn't want to sit in cute little, you know, coffee shops. They wanted to have space around, yeah, them. Hmm. So I kind of used one of my investments, cashed it in, and expanded. I mean, it's against all odds. I was reinventing myself again at an age where I thought I'd be close to retiring. No way. So I was like, you know, starting to invent the wheel again. So
I think you are someone who refires rather than retires. Okay, so that's wonderful. But Sandy, your business is all about people. So in the person that you are, can you share some people that have been an influence on your life?
So there are lots of people, but the ones that come to mind, that came to my mind immediately, my mum. I kind of, when they say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, that's me. So my mom was very, you know, always had energy. She was always involved in catering. So I think I learned a lot from her in the background. So it's always been my passion. I don't know if you remember Francois' restaurant near Fishwick Beach, which is now Barracuda's.
Yes.
So we used to go there as a kid. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to go with my parents, sports clubs. And I always remember he was always there. So I think that basically was in the back of my mind, because I'm basically at the restaurant 7 days a week.
Presence is very important.
Very
for
much
you.
So, except for Tuesday afternoon, you'll find me on the golf course.
Okay.
And then the last one is Mother Teresa. I think I was always impressed by that she gave freely to charities, to the poor. I never expected anything in return, and that's kind of something that's installed in me as well. I like, okay, to give to charities and support. And those are about the three for me that are now impressive.
So there's a generosity that is part of your makeup.
Definitely.
Okay, wonderful. Now, Zone Radio is a wonderful music station.
Absolutely.
And you love music.
I do.
But what you've started to do, which is quite groundbreaking, I think, is hosting some serious musicians. Tell us how that began. How did you get that right?
So I always love to go and support live music. And in 2017, when we were just the one side of the shop, when we could only see 30, my husband had a band, and I said, I'm going to host an evening gig. And he said, it's never going to work. I said, watch me. The poor bass player had to sit on the windowsill. He could hardly touch his bass. And we did it. We pulled it off, and it was such a success. I mean, people were cramped. They could hardly even see the musicians comfortably. And then from that, it just progressed. I actually went up to Robin Auld. I went to see him at the Cottage Club. And I went up to him, and I said to him, would you consider performing at my bistro? And he, without hesitating, he said yes. And then I thought, okay, now what do I say? Because I really didn't expect him just to say yes. And from that, that progressed. So he's performed at least 12 times at the Bistro. And he actually always said to me, you know, the perfect venue is a 50-seater. And I'm very proud to say he was the first person I filled at 50 people at the new venue. Yeah, it was quite a privilege, actually. Still, I'll never forget that moment when he said yes.
Now, Dale and I came a couple of months ago to that evening event with the two gentlemen.
Yes.
Are they brothers, I think?
Yes, Paul Q and his brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Band of Hats.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Wonderful. Yeah. It was so enjoyable.
Also a local guy.
Yeah.
Also been supportive of my venue for a long time.
Something that entrepreneurs tend to do is an opportunity comes along and they don't yet have it figured out, but they think, yeah, this opportunity is too good to miss. And then they take it, and then they work it out.
Yeah.
It sounds like you did that with these lovely musical events that you've taken on.
Definitely.
Wonderful. So we're going to talk a little bit later about who have you got lined up, a couple of events coming up
great.
Over there. But, Sandy, part of any business person's journey, any entrepreneur's journey, is that there will be feast and famine. There will be times of challenge. There will be obstacles. And sometimes they'll be so demanding and tough. What advice would you give to business people going through a difficult time?
Well, first of all, you really have to think out the box. You have to keep reinventing yourself. You have to be dynamic, and mainly you have to be open to change, which was hard for me. But I've had to learn to do it, and I embrace it, actually. It kind of brings out the better in me. I just kind of had to learn to reinvent myself, and that's my advice, yeah.
So embrace change, reinvent yourself, be willing to adjust. You know, your language is that of the growth mindset, and that's something that we spoke about earlier in the year as well. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
When you went through that, not if you went, but when you went through that, what are some of the support systems that you were able to gather around yourself? Who helped stand there and just encouraged you?
I'd say that my community and the people around me, my family, my friends, because they would support all my new efforts. Yes, she goes again, another event, you know, and they would come and support. And I would hassle them to come, like send them copious amounts of WhatsApps and messages. But they always supported me, and I think that gave me, you know, I was rewarded, which is wonderful.
Which leads me to another question. You said you hassled them, etc. So how do you communicate with your audience, with your target market? How do they know about things that are happening?
So
what do you do?
So for everyone listening out there, if you haven't liked Sandy's Bistro on Facebook, please do. All our events are advertised, and you can follow them and attend the ones you wish. Zone Radio are very instrumental in advertising my music gigs and very supportive in attending our music gigs. I mean, they really have been. In fact, the one Luna Page, they basically filled the whole audience to host her, which was amazing. And then I have posters that I put up at the front of the shop, which is still old school, but some people are visual. They like to see things, especially the elder community. And then I have a WhatsApp group of What's On at Sandy's. So if anybody wants to be on the WhatsApp group, I can share my cell number later.
It might be good to do that. Please remember to do that,
okay.
Sandy. That's amazing.
Sure.
Okay. So as you come into your lovely bistro, On the wall is a sign that almost wants to make me to start dancing.
Absolutely.
Break out in dancing. What is that? What does it say, Sandy? And why is it important?
I was just paging through a magazine, and when I did the renovation, this just jumped at me, and I just read it and embraced it, basically. And the wording goes, every day brings a chance for you. Draw in a breath, kick off your shoes, and dance, to waltz boldly onto the floor of life. And if you get a chance to sit or dance, I hope you dance. And it's, yeah, for me, it just, I just like to encourage myself and people around me just to embrace each day. Live your life to the fullest because you don't know what's around the corner, and just be grounded and open to change.
I love that. I love the thought of what that possibly means for someone. Maybe they're considering an opportunity. Maybe they are facing a time when they're going to have to adjust, when they're going to have to innovate. And so I'd love you to read that out one more time. And listeners, as you hear this, I want to encourage you. Maybe, obviously, it's not only about the dance. It's about the life that you're going to lead. And as Sandy reads this again, I want to ask you to make that choice. This is not a thing that you're going to go quietly into the night. You're going to go in enjoying your life to the full. Please, Sandy, read it again.
Sure, Steve. Every day brings a chance for you. Draw in a breath, kick off your shoes, and dance. To waltz boldly onto the floor of life. And if you get a chance to sit or dance, I hope you dance.
So you, in a way, that captures the entrepreneurial spirit. Because, you know, the alternative is just to stay in the background, play it safe, stay in your comfort zone, don't get out there. But your best life, the best things happen outside your comfort zone, mm-hmm. outside of that where you go push through fears. Sandy, I know that you even said this is a new one for you, being on radio, and you had to overcome the nervousness or perhaps the fear that is there.
Absolutely.
But you're here, and you're doing it.
Thank you.
That's, again, a message for our listeners. Whether you're starting on an entrepreneurial journey, listeners, or whether, you know, it's just about your own journey, your own personal journey, I trust that you will take Sandy's wonderful quote, and that when you get the opportunity, whether you're going to sit or dance, well, you're going to do the best dance ever. Sandy, can you share some of the events that are coming up over the next few months?
Absolutely. So tomorrow evening we have our monthly ladies' soup night. We, as you can imagine, there's a lot of chatter. It's just an informal get-together, a bit of networking. I've been doing that for a couple of years now. Then on the 8th of May, we've got the Joyce Chevalier Soup Fundraiser. So I know they are busy fundraising for a bus. And once every 2 months, I kind of do these fundraising events, and I bring in different charities. So that's our next one for that. On the 28th of May, I've got a quiz night with the Quizmaster Grant. He's from Musenberg, and he's amazing. He does sound clips, he does movie clips, he does general knowledge, he does a bit of everything. It's teams of six, and they're great fun. I've only hosted one, so I really look forward to hosting the second one. Then on the 31st of May, we've got John Ellis again. So he's another big name. He has featured at the Bistro probably about 6-7 times.
What date was that?
That's the 31st of May, Saturday the 31st of May. And he's quite a busy guy at the moment, so we're very lucky to have him.
X363,
correct. Frontman of 363. And then on the 7th of June, we've got Paul Q coming back again, who I mentioned earlier. Actually, I forgot to mention earlier, he was also one of the first guys that performed live at my original sized venue. And he just came and knocked on my door and said, I'd love to come and play at your bistro. So I said, great, thank you. And there's a lot more, but I think that's enough for listeners to take in right now.
So if people want to like or want to inquire about Sandy's Bistro, can you give them a contact number and any other details?
So my cell number is 082-8241421. We don't book through Cricket or any of those companies. We just got an old-fashioned booking line through me, and you just message me. I'm great on WhatsApp, so rather WhatsApp me. And I always confirm your ticket, and we go from there.
Excellent. So, Sandy, you had a quote, a longer quote. Is that one that you've already read, or is it the one that you said is you'd like to read sometime.
No, that was the poem that I was going to read.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that was that.
So, Sandy, when one comes to your bistro, you are great in hospitality. Thank you for being here. Thank you for reminding listeners that there is a homegrown lady that runs a 15-year-old business, like you said, the oldest in False Bay. And I'm sure that others who are perhaps hearing this for the first time about Sandy's Bistro would love to come and participate. I hope that you're going to see more people coming, but thank you so much for sharing about your journey.
Steve, thank you for giving me this opportunity. I'm truly overwhelmed. Thank you to Richard and Zone Radio, who, as I said, are big supporters of Sandy's Bistro and of local music. And I've loved doing it, actually. When can I come again? Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Sandy. A couple of messages coming through. Jan saying she's known Sandy for many years. She's an amazing person who deserves everything she has. She is just fabulous and makes the best coffee. Sharon Holden is saying, well done, Sandy. Keep up the awesome work you are doing in our valley. Judy says, I love the way Sandy's always trying something new, like the ladies' soup night. And the food is always good, too. So there are lots of people coming through here, Sandy, still supporting what you do. I also want to add this, that Sandy's is the home of the False Bay Business Network. We connect there every Friday, and it's the one place that hasn't thrown us out yet. So we're very, very happy to be part of that as well. May you go from strength to strength, Sands.
Thanks, my friend.
And Steve, we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Thank you very much for bringing Sandy in.
Thank you. And one of the things that Sandy was first to do before Zone Radio was to host the books.
That's right.
And Sandy, I'm not sure if you have or haven't received a book, but just to say thank you, there's a copy of my book.
Thank you very much.
That book, folks, that you can't see and I can and now is in Sandy's hands, is really one of the best business books you're ever going to own. It's called Entrepreneurship. It is written by Steve, and it is a great guide to people who are entrepreneurs and people in business. So thank you for that, Steve.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
Thank you, listeners.